Welcome to PCS Caregiving, where we discuss a variety of caregiver issues and how helping professionals can better serve military families as they PCS from their role as a spouse, friend, partner, or loved one to a caregiver. I'm your host, Rachel Browner. Join us each episode as we feature unique caregiver issues, tips, strategies, resources, and subject matter experts on this PCS caregiving journey. For those of our listeners that are not familiar with the military acronym PCS, it stands for Permanent Change of Station, and the term is commonly used in the military as service members and families transition to different duty stations. But we're using it in the context that can be useful in describing the transition military caregivers experience as they care for wounded warriors or individuals with special health care needs. We spoke last month about lifestyle choices in our health, and we discussed what impacts health most, such as environment, social and societal communities, health behaviors, genetics, and access to services. But I really want to continue this conversation of lifestyle choices in our health, but this time with an emphasis on sleep. Our behaviors and activities during the day and even before bedtime can have a major impact on our sleep. Our daily routines, what we eat and drink, the amount of physical activity we make it, the medications we take, how we schedule our day can significantly impact sleep quality. So in today's podcast, Andy Crocker, Extension Program Specialist in Gerontology and Health at Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, breaks down why healthy sleeping habits are important and tips for an optimal sleep environment and a good night's rest.
Some other things that we can do to help our health and wellness is to get adequate sleep. So adults need 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep each evening. Sleep is good for our body. It's good for our brain. You know, when we're asleep, our muscles rest, our cardiovascular system gets a break because our blood pressure necessarily goes down. Our brains are often most active because they're trying to make sense of what happened during the day and organize it in such a way that it can be found. And so sleep is very important. Sleep helps us get rid of those nasty stress hormones that we may make during the day. It also helps improve our immune system. And so don't discount the role that sleep plays in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And if you're not sleeping, talk it over with your health provider. A lot of times our sleep disruptions have something to do with our sleep environment. You know, it needs to be relatively dark as is safe. It needs to be relatively cool, like high 60s, low 70s in our sleep environment. We need to reduce distraction. So, you know, put the electronics away a little before bed, you know, turn the reading lamp off. Better yet, don't read in bed. Don't watch TV in bed. Make your bed the area where you sleep. And so you read in the chair across the room, or you play your game on your iPad in the chair across the room. And so that when you get into bed, your body and brain are ready for sleep, and try to make a habit of that. Believe it or not, we can form a sleep habit. I did notice on my phone with this most recent update that happened is about 9:15 or so, it pops up a thing that says it's time to start winding down. And I think that's a neat kind of feature. Of course, how sad is it that my phone has to tell me it's time to put me down so that you can go to sleep? But it's a neat idea to think that, okay, well, we're approaching the time that I need to go to bed. I need to be winding down for this. Some of the things that you heard about not being able to sleep, like drink some warm milk or take a hot shower or something like that, there is some evidence to suggest those things work. Maybe not the reasons you think, but you know, milk has sugar in it and it's warm. And so, you know, the cooling of your body and the drop in the temporary sugar high can make you be more sleepy. And just like getting out of a hot shower, the cooling of your body actually provokes kind of a sleepiness. So, you know, play around and figure out what works well for you and try to get in a good sleep habit. And if you still can't sleep, talk it over with your health provider. Try to manage your stress. You know, we have stress for one reason and one reason alone, and save our lives. You know, way back when, we evolved a stress response to get us out of danger. And now, you know, we're stressed because I've got a lot of work to get done, or my family, you know, is having some issues, or bills are due and I don't have any money, and this stresses us out. And I get that, but our body responds to stress in a very primitive way, where we feel like our life is being threatened. And our body creates hormones that then get our nerves on end and get us ready to fight for our life or run away for our life. And while, you know, some stress may be good for a limited period of time, prolonged stress really does damage to our body and our health and well-being. And so figure out ways to manage that stress. Again, sleep does a really great thing for helping us break down those stress hormones. Figuring out what can be managed and what can't be managed can be a really great strategy, because if I'm stressed out by something over which I have no control, that has the effect of being on like a treadmill and not being able to get off. So looking critically at what I can control and what I can't control can be helpful. Identifying those causes of stress and trying to eliminate or modify whatever is stressing you out may be a good strategy. Practicing mindfulness, doing breathing, maybe even talking to your health provider, you know, talking to a therapist, something like that, journaling, just some way to modify the stress and its impact on your life are good strategies for stress management. We also need to interact socially. We are social animals. And so, you know, we crave connectedness. Now we crave connectedness at different levels, but we need to be involved with others. We need to talk with others. We need companionship. We need touch. We need connectedness. And so, you know, sometimes for whatever reason, we tend to want to withdraw. Maybe we're stressed. Maybe we're not sleeping and we're grumpy. Maybe we're trying to quit smoking because it's a better lifestyle choice for us, but that's caused us to not want to be around other people. Well, you know, reach out for support when you need it, and if you need it and when you want it, but we do need to find ways to interact with other people, because isolation and loneliness can really have detrimental health effects on us. And so be purposeful, find meaningful connections that you're able to make in your life, because it is important for our overall health and well-being.
Thanks, Andy, for providing information on why healthy sleeping habits are important and tips and strategies for an optimal sleep environment for our listeners. Understanding how lack of sleep affects your health can allow you to make healthier decisions. And as we discussed both in this podcast as well as last month, health and wellness are complicated. But by taking a stepwise approach and looking at factors like social and societal factors, access to services and resources, what our environment is, maybe our genetics and our lifestyle choices, we can really find avenues to make little changes that can make a big difference in our overall health and well-being. Support for the Military Families Learning Network is from the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Office of Military Family Readiness Policy, U.S. Department of Defense.